श्री Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishnu Buddhale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Saraswata Deva Gauravani Prachadane Nirvisesha Sunyavada Vasudevaya Deja Tarane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasmi Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Here in the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 15, verse 22. Prayato Uvacha
Mitro Vacha
Bho Suta
Suta
He Magadha
Magadha
Saumya
Saumya
Vandir
Vandir
Loke
Loke
Aduna
Aspashta
Gunasya
Gunasya
Me
Syat
Kim
Asrayo
Me
Stava
Stava
Esha
Esha
Yojatam
Yojatam
Ma
Ma
Mayi
Mayi
Abhuvan
Abhuvan
Vitata
Vitata
Giro
Giro
Va
Prituruvacha
Prituruvacha
Bhosuta he magada somya vandil
Bhosuta he magada somya vandil
Loke dunas pashta gunasya me sya
Loke dunas pashta gunasya me sya
Kimasrayo me stava esha yojatam
Kimasrayo me stava esha yojatam
Ma mayo bhavan vidatata girova
Mahaya Bhuvan Vidada Girova Vidru Vacha Vosudahe Magadha Saumya Vandil
King Prithu said,
Bho-suta,
Bho-suta,
He-magara,
Bho-magara,
Somya,
Gentle,
Vandin,
devotee offering prayers, Loke,
in
this world,
Aduna,
just now,
Aspashta,
not distinct,
Gunasya,
whose qualities?
May
of me,
Syat,
there may be,
Kim,
why?
Asraya,
shelter,
May
of me,
Stava,
praise,
Esha,
this.
Yojatam
may be applied.
Ma,
never,
Mai,
unto me,
Abhuvan,
were,
Vitata,
in vain,
Gira,
words,
Va,
your. Translation, King Prithu said, O gentle Suta, Magadha, and other devotee offering prayers, the qualities of which you have spoken are not distinct in me, Why then should you praise me for all these qualities when I do not shelter these features? I do not wish for these words meant for me to go in vain, but it's better that they be offered to someone else. Purport, the words and praises by the Sutta, Magadha, and Bandi all explain the godly qualities of Maharaj Prithu, for he was a Shaktivish incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because the qualities were not yet manifest, however, King Prithu very humbly asked why the devotee should praise him with such exalted words. He did not want anyone to offer him prayers to glorify him unless he possessed the real qualities of which they spoke. The offering of prayers was certainly appropriate, for he was an incarnation of Godhead, but he warned that one should not be accepted as an incarnation of the Personality of Godhead without having the godly qualities. At the present moment, there are many so-called incarnations of the Personality of Godhead, but these are merely fools and rascals whom people accept as incarnations of God, although they have no godly qualities. King Prithu desired that his real characteristics in the future might justify such words of praise. Although there was no fault in the prayers offered, Prithu Maharaj indicated that such prayers should not be offered to an unfit person who pretends to be an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. O gentle reciters, offer such prayers in due course of time when the qualities of which you have spoken actually manifest themselves in me. The gentle who offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of God who does not attribute such qualities to a human being who does not actually have them. For our part, gentle devotees of the Supreme Personality of God who know perfectly well who is God and who is not. Non-devotee impersonalists, however, who have no idea what God is and who never offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are always interested in accepting a human being as God and offering such prayers to him. This is the difference between a devotee and a demon. Demons manufacture their own gods, or a demon himself claims to be God, following the footsteps of Ravana and Hiranyakasipu. Although Prithu Maharaj was factually an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he rejected those praises because the qualities of the Supreme Person were not yet manifest in him. He wanted to stress that one who does not actually possess these qualities should not try to engage his followers and devotees in offering him glory for them, even though these qualities might manifest in the future. If a man who does not actually possess the attributes of a great personality engages his followers in praising him with the expectation that such attributes will develop in the future, that sort of praise is actually an insult. How could an intelligent man, competent enough to possess such exalted qualities, allow his followers to praise him if he did not actually have them? Praising a man by saying that if he were educated, he might have been a great scholar or a great personality is nothing but a process of cheating. A foolish person who agrees to accept such praise does not know that such words simply insult him. Prithu Maharaj was an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of God, as Lord Brahma and other demigods had already testified when they had presented the king with many heavenly gifts. Because he had just been coronated, however, he did not manifest his godly qualities in action, and therefore he was not willing to accept the praises of the devotees. So-called incarnations of Godhead should therefore take lessons from the behavior of King Prithu. Demons without godly qualities should not accept false praises of their followers. As a person with a sense of honor and magnanimity does not like to hear about his abominable actions, a person who is very famous and powerful does not like to hear himself praised. King Prithu continued, my dear devotees, headed by the Sutta, just now I am not very famous for my personal activities because I have not done anything praiseworthy you could glorify. Therefore, how could I engage you in praising my activities exactly like children? Thus in the Bhagavad-gita purports the fourth canto, 15th chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled King Prithu's appearance and coronation. King Prithu said, O dear Sutta, Magadha, and other devotees offering prayers, the qualities of which you have spoken are not distinct in me. Why then should you praise me for these qualities when I do not shelter these features? I do not wish for these words meant for me to go in vain, but it is better to be offered to someone else. So, this is Prithu himself speaking. We see that the Devita has already recognized him as incarnation of the Lord, and people were praising him. But Purdue says, don't do this because actually I haven't done anything yet. I'm just being born and you're putting me on the throne, and my qualities and activities have not been manifested at this time, so better that you give praise after I have accomplished something. And of course, the intelligent person, even if he has qualities, does not like to be praised for those qualities. So, therefore, he tells them to stop that glorification, even though he is the Supreme Lord. So, this of course indicates the humility of Prithu. Even though he has all the qualities, because he is Shaktivesh avatar of the Lord, still out of humility, he tells them not to glorify in this way. And the other point is that he is trying to instruct people in general that we can only judge an avatar when we see his activities and consequently his qualities. And otherwise we should not praise that person as an avatar unless he manifests the proper qualities through his activities. And of course the qualities and activities are the things which are mentioned in the scripture. So therefore, to call someone an avatar, we will have to have scriptural knowledge. Then we can identify who's who as far as avatars are concerned. And this of course points out the fact that actually the avatars are not common. They are rare. They don't appear all the time. They appear every yuga once or twice maybe. Two times in one yuga they may appear. Which means at least 4 million years. So normally people will not see these avatars of the Supreme Lord. When they do appear, then they can be identified by their qualities. Now, of course, Brahma and the Devatas understood that this was the incarnation of the Lord because of his physical features. Well, that is one way in which one can tell. But of course, someone could always imitate physical features or whatever, and if he has lotus on his palm or a chakra on his foot or whatever, then he could say, I am also Supreme Lord. So the physical qualities themselves are not always the only way we can identify someone. So also the qualities should manifest. And the qualities will manifest through the activities. So therefore, that person will have to do some activities, and through that we will understand what qualities he has. And in this way we can see if this person is an avatar. So as I mentioned, all the avatars are described already in the first canto and second canto. Lists of avatars were given along with their parents, how they're born, and their activity, and their description of their form. And throughout the Bhagavatam, then the details are given of the different avatars, like Hayagriva and Kurma and Matsya and Ramachandra and Narasimhadev, etc. So we have all the details of form, qualities, activities of these persons. So when they appear in the world, then we wait and see what activities they do, what qualities they manifest. And based on that, then we see if they correspond to the descriptions in the Bhagavatam. Then we can say, oh, the person is an avatar. But, as I said, this is quite rare. It's not that avatars are coming all the time. It's very, very rare. And they're fixed at certain times. So that is one of the purposes of the Bhagavatam. The sages in the beginning, Naimi Saranya, requested Suta Goswami, you tell us about all the different avatars of the Lord. So therefore, a list was given. A specific list was given of avatars. And then the time periods are given here. So Rupa Goswami in Lagu Bhagavatamrita there, he has fixed all the avatars according to their specific manvantara in which they appear. Some of them may appear twice in different manvantaras or twice in the same manvantara. Nevertheless, they don't appear haphazardly. So every day of Brahma, there's the same series of manvantaras, 14 manvantaras with the same names. And at certain times, in the specific manvantara, the form will appear. So Kritu will always appear in Svayambhuva manvantara. And Shrimadeva will always appear in Chakshusha manvantara. And Rama will appear and Krishna will appear in Vaivasvata manvantara, which is the seventh, halfway through the day of Brahma. So every day, same time, same cycle, they'll appear. So that is why we sometimes hear that Krishna appears in the 28th cycle of Vaivasvata manvantara. So it's very specific. And then in the Dwarpa Yuga. So one can expect the next day of Brahma, when Vaivasvata manvantara comes, 28th cycle, and Dwarpa Yuga comes, then we can expect Krishna to come. So that is how we can determine whose avatar, which avatar, etc. And then when he appears, we see what activities he does. They correspond to what these activities are. They say, yes, it is Krishna. So in this way, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes in this way that we have to distinguish the avatars by the time they come, the form, and qualities, and activities. So this is one of the purposes of the sages in asking this question. This way we can distinguish who's the avatar and who's not the avatar. So by avatar we mean that actually they are Supreme Lord, who descends in the material world, or Shaktivesh form, or Guna avatar, that is Brahma and Shiva. And that is the extent we say avatar, and we shouldn't use the term for others. And the Shaktivesh avatars and the Lila avatars are fixed. The number is fixed, and they appear at certain times in the day of Brahma. The Guna avatar Brahma, of course, is not fixed. Every universe has a Brahma, and it's a different jiva there at all times. But as far as the others, Shaktivesh avatars, different jivas do not take the role of the Shaktivesh avatar each time. It's the same person who appears. Narada Muni is always Narada Muni. It's not somebody other jiva. So the Shaktivesh avatars are always fixed, and full avatars are also fixed, and no one can become an avatar. A jiva cannot become that type of avatar. So the jivas who are avatars are also fixed as Shaktivesh avatars, and we can't add to that list. There's only a certain amount of Shaktivesh avatars, and those are listed in Chaitanya Charitamrita also. And then we have the full avatars, and a jiva cannot become a full avatar at all. He can never become God, so that rules out that. So the best he can do is maybe he could become a Brahma in some universe. And maybe a Shiva sometimes, because Shiva is a jiva sometimes. But the other forms of avatars, no, the regular jivas do not become. They may become vibhutis, like the devatas. The devatas are vibhutis of the Lord. Like Indra and Manus, etc. So jivas can take those roles. But beyond that, they cannot become Shaktivesh avatars or Lila avatars or whatever. So regular jivas are excluded from all these other categories. So we simply have to distinguish these avatars from everyone else. And the way we can do that is by knowledge of scripture. If we don't have knowledge of scripture, then we'll make all sorts of concoctions about avatars, etc. Prithu is pointing this out by saying you should not praise me until you've seen actually what I'm doing, my qualities, and then you can identify everything. Even though they understand already he is the incarnation. Nevertheless, it is the role of the devatas to respect the Lord. And every time the Lord appears, they offer their praises and their respects. And we see when Krishna is born or Rama is born or whatever, they always glorify the Supreme Lord. So it's their duty to do so. They understand the nature of the Supreme Lord. So at this point, of course, their proper nature, whereas the demons will not recognize the Supreme Lord. Even if the qualities are pointed out, they will not recognize who is Supreme Lord or whatever. So even when Swayam Bhagavan Krishna appears, who manifests all the qualities in full, still people refuse to accept. They will not accept the form of the Supreme Lord. So those who are demons will not accept, where those who are devotees will readily recognize the Lord.
So that is shown by here the devatas and the others praising the Lord in the form of Prithu. Even though he's only Shaktivesh avatar, still they praise him. Yeah, different universes.
What about Lord Shiva?
It says sometimes a jiva can take up the role of Shiva within a universe, sometimes.
He's an eternal person.
Yeah, but sometimes he gives that role to some jiva.
But Lord Shiva is never entered into the court of Mahavishnu.
Well, he's Ishvara, no, he's separate. Ishvara. He has an eternal body.
So
he is distinguished from the regular jivas and from devatas, etc., because he does have eternal body, whereas the devatas don't. So that's one of the distinguishing qualities of Shiva, to distinguish him from the other jivas.
So Manu's all in different ages, they have different living entities.
Yeah, they have material bodies, in most cases.
What do you say, 14 Manu avatars in one day of Brahma?
Manus rule over 14 ages, different Manus, in the day of Brahma, 14 divisions, 71 yuga cycles each.
71 yuga cycles, one day?
No, one vantara, 71 yuga cycles each. So that makes up, times 14 makes up 1,000. So 1,000 cycles in the day of Brahma. So the Manus reign over that. There is a manvantara avatar for each Manu, who also stays. So Vamana is the present for Vaivasvata manvantara. Vamana is there, so he stays and presides over this Manu's reign for 71 yuga cycles. So there's 14 manvantara avatars, one for each part of the day of Brahma. And then we have, within that appearing, Shaktivesh and Leela avatars appearing within these Manus. So in Swayambhuva manvantara, this first manvantara, a lot of avatars appear, and a lot of Shaktivesh avatars appear, like Narada and Kumaras and Prithu. They all appear in Swayambhuva manvantara.
The four Kumaras, they are not, they are jivas.
They are Shaktivesh also.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when
Parsaram also.
Oh, yeah. In different ages, when Lord comes, they also will come. In different ages, when Lord comes, so they also come.
Who?
So that the four Kumaras.
Oh. Well, they appear at certain times of the day of Brahma. Of course, Narada and the Kumaras, they appear when Brahma's born, and they stay for the whole of Brahma's life, so they don't get born again and again. Whereas Parsaram and Prithu, they will appear within the day of Brahma every day. So Swayambhuva Manvantara, Prithu appears, and Parsaram appears in Vaivasvata Manvantara, our present Manu. He appears in 22nd cycle. And Rama appears 24th cycle, and Krishna appears 28th cycle.
Narendra Sri Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Thank you.